This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, 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 you are tuned in with the worst guys. The worst guys, what's up, yo?
What's happening, what's happening, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, 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 we easy chilling here. Let's holler at the people who's in studio today. My friend, tell them how you're feeling today, so Manze, what's up?
What's happening, Marky Mark? I'm out here, man, I'm feeling good.
Feeling good.
It's been a whirlwind. It's been a while since we've been here.
It's been too long, actually. Yeah. It's been too long. But yeah, we're back on the airwaves. We're back on the airwaves. Luis, so tell me, what's up with you, brother?
Yeah, no, man. Just living out here. But it's good to be back.
Yeah. It is good to be back indeed. Let me tell you, people, we have a hoot show lined up for you today. We're going to talk about some bedroom manners, you know what I'm saying? If you catch my drift, we're just going to be talking about how it goes down in the bedroom. And we're going to talk about it on a real level, you know, not on some bullshit, you know. We're not going to lie about it. We're going to talk about it in the heat of the moment, you know, when the lights are, well, not on or off, actually, just quickly.
It's a preference thing, man.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your preference, dog?
It depends. If it's nighttime, then it's dark. If it's daytime, then it's daytime.
Oh, so your light comes from nature.
Yeah, it's God given.
I like that. That's swag. Loy?
I'll have to go with lights on.
Lights on.
We need to see the magic happen.
You know exactly, yeah. Dog. What are you hiding? Stretch marks, I don't give a shit. Show me that shit. I want to see. People are always talking about stretch marks and...
They're beautiful, dog.
Take me on a trip. When I'm with your body, I want to go on an adventure. I want to be somewhere I've never been before. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know?
Yeah, I feel you, dog.
Yeah, so that's the topic for today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be talking about sex. You know, a lot of people may think it's taboo, which I don't. I mean, it's the most natural thing in the world, surely.
It's fantastic.
Human nature.
And I mean, some people, they refuse to believe that that's the reason why they got you. Your mom and dad have sex regularly. Well, hopefully for them.
Probably not.
Probably not. And I don't even know why that happens to people. And like, the older you get, the less sex you have. I guess maybe like children get involved.
I don't know. There's different factors.
Children have to be one of them, though.
There's, you know, no doubt, but there's also the, I don't feel like having sex with you anymore. Yeah.
That's a real factor. But you, growing old, do you see yourself having all-night sex late into your 70s? What's your story, Samantha?
Into my 70s?
Late into your 70s.
Am I going to get there first?
It's a bad thing.
In my 70s? I haven't thought that far in my life yet. Okay. Like, 70 is very, very damn far.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, since today's going to be so hot, we really need your input on this. You know, we don't want to be out here, few dudes talking about sex in a room. That's pretty weird. But, I mean, you guys can contribute to the conversation as well. Tell us if we're on the right path, if we're talking shit or not. And just contribute your general comments. The number to contact is 0861-555-189. I'll give it to you again. It's 0861-555-189. That is Cliff Central. And we're also on Twitter. If you want to comment to us, you can comment at cliffcentral.com or at @_worstguys. And we can have a conversation, you know, between me and you, between all of us, you know what I'm saying? But what I wanted to talk about more importantly when it comes to sexual relations is the aspect of love and how much of a factor it is in sex, and if it's relevant at all, actually, to the action happening. Do you have to be in love, Susie?
I think you have to be personally. I have to be emotionally attached.
Yeah.
To you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. On some level, you have to have some emotional attachment.
Like, you must either, like, be really hot that I don't care. So my morals must be out.
But I think on that note, we kind of taking it too far.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. When you find, like, a hot chick or whatever, or you've been in a drought.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about love. You just think about your mate.
That's true.
I would say no.
Yeah. No, I feel you. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, one of our boys has just entered into the building. Yo, 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 what's up, dog? What's up, dog? Suiting up, our boy Rehab. Tell him what's up, what's up, what's your deal, dog?
What's happening, people? Wow, you think I was gonna miss out on this
one? Never. You see, this is what we call a hustler, grinding during the day and working here as well, you know what I'm saying?
Always.
Now, good to have you, dog. We were just actually starting our conversation, you know, we're talking about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that STD. May be. Yeah. So I was actually just asking the guys now about how they feel about love as part of sex. Is it necessary? Do the people you have sex with, do you love every single person you've ever had sex with? Or is it just a thing of, you know, it's going down?
Wait, before I answer, have these two already answered?
Have you?
Yes, we have.
Well, it depends. There's no real answer. They've said it depends on the situation, which is a cop-out, I think.
Well,
just
then,
say no. Just say no.
I think he said yes.
I think I'd say, like, I've seen this somewhere. Sex is like having ice cream without the sprinkles, if you're not in love, you know, I mean, it's still pretty dope, you know, the sprinkles make it better, but I mean, the ice cream alone is still pretty dope.
But on that note, can we talk about which one is better between making love and having sex?
Ah, obvious.
Making love, surely, by far, dog. You want to look in the eye, you want to go to a place, dog, you know, that's the connection that I'm talking about, so that there's the difference between having sex, making love, and fucking. I think there's a big difference.
Okay, so what comes after making love, then?
Sex. So it's like, okay.
Nah, marriage and not having sex.
Oh. We actually just talked about that. Why older people start to not have sex as they grow into their relationship. I think children...
No, like, talk from a personal experience. I don't think you guys should still be having sex if you have kids around the house. Honestly speaking. Come on.
What? So once you have children, it's it.
But no, wait.
Game over. I think you're saying his parents were a little bit irresponsible and someone wasn't asleep.
Yeah,
I think.
Next time, please do not disturb sign.
It's at least necessary. At least a do not disturb sign.
It's a prerequisite.
No, but I think our parents should definitely bone, man.
Definitely. I honestly feel like it extends your lifespan. You know, you feel a lot more energized, you know, stress free. There's so many benefits. Yeah, like there's a scary amount of benefits to sex.
And also, I also genuinely think it's just a crucial part of any relationship. That's the most intimate you'll ever get with anybody in your life. You literally inside of somebody else. How much closer could you get? So once your relationship starts to lose that or never had that in the first place, that's when the whole side chick story comes into play, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, because I don't think that's the main reason for a side chick coming into play.
Tell me what is the main reason?
No, I'm not saying it's the main there is a specific main reason. It's a whole bunch of reasons put together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, all the people, they haven't... I'd say you have to be in a position where your lover is also your friend, but you don't forget the sexual aspect. Like, you can't... How often do you think you should get laid in a relationship? Let me ask you that.
A marriage or
no?
Just
let's say us young. How much sex do you expect in a relationship at this point in time? At this age, you 23, you have a girlfriend. What's the minimum?
In a month?
In a week.
Let's make it say twice a week.
Twice.
That's pathetic.
I'm saying, to be fair, let's
minimum.
No. I'm talking per day. I'm talking.
Yeah, but you see, you guys aren't being realistic now.
No, it's very realistic. Do you know how long it
you
takes?
You might just have a bad, eh?
No, but honestly speaking, I mean, everybody when they get into bed, you can't tell me you fall asleep immediately.
Okay, guys, work gets tough. You know, I mean,
no, but that no, these guys
are stuck in traffic for 3 hours. You just want to kick up, watch the footy.
This guy's getting divorced at 45. Watch. After 5 years of a relationship, he's gonna get divorced because he's not eating it. You know, you eat it like a mango, dog.
See,
you know,
and then he's going to go chase those poor young kids, their girls.
Because he'll have
make
the money.
Them work, 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 work. No,
I say, okay. I won't lie, though. I'd say every day, I've never experienced that type of relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
Every day. But I'm saying that's ideal. That's my, like...
I'm sure you've had
that's
a...
That's the goal. The dream. Yeah. dream slash goal.
STE.
Oh man. You see.
Hey, we can't leave that conversation.
Yeah,
now.
It's coming up. It's coming up. We got some time. We've got some time. But yeah, guys, join us in this conversation if you want to. Let us know what your comments are. Holler at us on Twitter @_worstguys. Or you can holler at Cliff Central with @cliffcentral.com. And you can call us on 0861-555-189. So, yeah, we were talking about how often you expect to get laid in your relationship. Okay, obviously, every day is unrealistic. I won't even lie to you, it is unrealistic. But I would say at least 3 times. 3 or 4. That's like...
No, you have to... Look, if we have to divide the week in half, that's 3.5 days.
Majority,
round it up, that's 4.
Round
so
up.
Minimum is 4.
Minimum is 4. Okay, I can agree with that. We've come
minimum
to
is 4.
Minimum is 4. And...
yes, that's still a little.
Yeah, it is. No. I wasn't thinking now.
Because you must know, they still take leave every single month.
You see, so, like, I'm thinking, I don't know, I'd say if we're not having sex in a relationship, well, enough sex, that's when
what
men...
Is enough?
What is enough? Well, we just established. I think that's when men start to creep. Well, I'll say men initially, because I'm not going
to
pretend like women don't cheat as well.
Just
because I think they're just better at it than men. Men are idiots for the most part. So they're just better at it than us, more discreet. But I'm saying that's a root of a lot of the problems that we have. I mean, like, if you've been in a relationship before where the sex wasn't great, has it gone well for you? Have you been in a relationship where the sex wasn't great? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No. Okay, sharp. You want to ask me this question? I'll answer.
Yes. We've been real. Don't be the worst guys, dog.
Yes. Yeah, and yeah. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yes, dog. I got some stories.
You got some stories. Suze Meister.
Hello.
Suze's apparently had great sex all his life.
Nah. Where do you... Whoa.
All right, so we're coming to you.
There's also going to be less than ideal encounters,
But
what I will say is that it also depends on region / the type of girl, you know?
Okay.
I mean...
So you're willing to put up with shitty sex if the girl's really dope?
Yes, and...
What?
guys, what are we...
Somebody get this guy a bow.
Can somebody tell me what are we looking for? Are we looking for a mate to spend the rest of our lives with, or are we just looking for that?
Yes, but I want to be having
Wait,
sex
so
with
you
for the rest of my life as
you
well.
You say you can stay in a relationship and get married to this woman, but you know that sex is bad.
Well, first of all, we didn't say bad. We said the sex was average.
Okay, no, I'm saying
there's no gray area.
There is no gray area.
Litigation.
I'm saying I may be willing to risk it and try make it better, seeing as the chick is really dope. She's amazing.
Okay, she's the one, except the sex is shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm gonna risk it on the fact that potentially we can work on it and, you know, get
okay,
it a little bit
and,
better.
And if it doesn't change, what's going to happen to your marriage?
It's probably going to suffer.
Swoosh. You see, that's what I'm talking about. It is probably going to suffer. Rhea, what's up?
But the thing is, like, as men, I won't lie, we're savages.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, and when you're debating about, you know, good sex, bad sex, for men, it's going to be only from, the meter only ranges from good upwards.
Yeah.
Because when sex is bad for a guy... It's still good. But when it's good, it's great.
Yeah. It would actually be great if we had a woman to call in on this perspective, because...
Yeah. Don't be shy.
We're just throwing out our ideas. You need to know if we're off track or not. But I'm saying, I think lately, a lot of people have started to murmur that women think about sex just as much as guys. They want to get laid as much as guys do. I say, hell no. I say this. No ways that is possible. I'm saying, no, like, let me give you a quote from Louis C.K. He says something like, I'll paraphrase, he says something like, we are in horny jail. Men are in horny jail. We're trapped. We're imprisoned by so our deep thoughts of, you know, sex and perversion and nudity and everything we just want to jerk off to. And women are visitors. They only come in every now and again.
No ways, dude.
Do you think?
Do you know their world, bro?
Okay, so do you think
that's a other world, dog?
Do you think women talk to want to have sex as much, or have thoughts about sex as much as guys do?
Yes,
well, I read it's worse, dog.
You worse.
Way worse.
Why? What makes you say worse that,
dude? If you, Susie, go.
Wait. Before you jump in there, let me just tell you, we have a message from Kuda on WeChat. He says, had sex with a stripper once. Worst experience ever. I was fucking her, but she was still finger fucking herself while I was fucking. And when she climaxed, she'd act like a wild animal. And just by the way, don't have sex with a fat chick in summer.
I think that is
a loaded message. We're gonna have to pretty much break this.
Wait,
up,
I just want to know it. If he can respond. I just got a question. Were you able to get a refund or?
No. Let's break it down. I have a few problems with this. Okay, first, sex with a stripper. I don't know if you paid for it, but I'd never pay for sex. We'll talk about that later as well. But I'd never pay for sex. Worst experience ever. Okay, I don't know which strip club you're at. Maybe it was Teasers. You should go to the Grand. she was still finger fucking herself. Dude, I don't know why there's so much space in there. It's one of two options. It's either her hole is too big or your dick is too small. And when she climbs, she act like a wild animal. Okay, we like that. And just by the way, don't have sex with a fat chick in summer.
No,
fuck you, bruh. Fat you. Chicks all day.
Everybody needs love. Everybody needs love, dog.
I'm telling you, fat chicks are the way, bro. All you need is a chick.
I feel like women in general are just life, man.
Yeah, dog.
Like, men need women. We need to stop acting like we don't. Yeah, like, we need to stop from, like, and me, you see me with a woman, dog.
And it's beautiful, dog, because that's what I was talking about earlier when we were talking about love and sex and the connection between the two. I think we need to actually dive more deeply into that, because I think that's a very, it's a crucial part of what sex is. Well, we've made it out to be that way, because some people may think that love is something that's created by society, which it very well could be, as a coping mechanism, you know, to deal with all the other bullshit. But it's a dope coping mechanism, and love is, you know, every person that I've ever said I love you to, I still love them to this day. I may not be in love with them, but I still love them and I still want the best for them, in a sense, you know. Let's call it a soft spot. So I genuinely do think love is crucial to sex, and sex is crucial to a healthy relationship. And that's why I think as couples get older, and maybe it's also a hormonal thing, you know, as you get older, you lose your sex drive or whatever.
The thing is, like, we have to look at sex and be like, okay, this stuff is very, like, scientific. There's, like, an evolutionary basis behind it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, sex is an evolutionary mechanism.
Yeah, it's used to procreate.
You know what I'm saying? It's meant, like, we have little, what do you call these things? Parasites within us trying to munch us up. And, like, sex just, like, speeds up our, what do you call it? Reproduction.
That thing. So the thing is, the crucial element of sex doesn't need love, if you think about it. Because the only reason why sex exists is for procreation. Like,
and survival, yeah.
Yeah.
And procreation.
Procreation. Yeah. So those other things we've attached to them as human beings, you know. Animals aren't thinking about sex the same way we are. You know, the male sees the lady, he wants to mount, he mounts, it's game over. It's like, shut for that, we out. But we've actually kind of complicated it with all these
emotions.
Don't be emotional.
You know what it is?
What?
It's sexual shame, dog.
What, like, is the shame in it?
Like, people, you know, like, there's a lot of like theory and basis of understandings of life that say you have to do this and this and this, you know, the strict rules of life.
Yeah. So, like, the status quo.
Yeah, the status quo. So one of those things is, like, sex is bad. Like, they make sex out to be a taboo.
Taboo, yeah.
You know? And it's like...
It's not. And I find it as well, especially in comedy when I'm on stage, it's like, bringing up sex, it intensifies the room. People are afraid of that topic. And I don't understand why. It's literally,
it's crazy,
like,
when you see someone's veins like, whoa,
it's like, it's our favorite thing to do. Like, as human beings, we really enjoy sex. It's everywhere. It's on our billboards. It's on our adverts. You know, sex sells. And it's in our bedrooms. And we really do enjoy
not
it. But
only in the bedroom.
Yeah. Anywhere in the house. But I mean, like, it's something that people pretend doesn't exist for the most part. Where as soon as we start talking about it, it's like, ooh, don't go there. But when it's in the bedroom, it's like, yeah, go there, baby. Go there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's
yeah,
why
yeah.
The most reserved girls. If you get them alone, not that I know from experience.
And I also think it's just pretty much about, you know, how progressive or liberal people are, you know, in the outside. Maybe they conservative, which is why when you bring it up, they're like, hey. But, you know, guys are like, some guys are like, oh, no, we know. It's whatever, man. That's why they just talk about it openly.
Yeah. And I want to, would you ever break somebody's virginity? Are you one of those people? Because it's a big commitment. It is a big commitment. If you break somebody's virginity, you're in their life story forever. Whether you guys end up together or not, your husband will know about you because a husband will ask who broke your virginity. So that's a big commitment, I think. So would you?
I can't comment because I haven't.
You haven't. But the idea of it, does it scare you?
No. Yeah. No doubt. I mean, especially if it's just a casual sexual encounter, you know, because we know how, you know, girls' feelings can, you know, get.
No, there's no such thing as a casual sexual encounter.
Okay, but I'm saying, if you're not really feeling this chick as much as she is you, and you break her virginity, she's gonna be
attached.
Yeah. Forever, pretty much. You know, so I don't think I'd want that.
You know, you would want to be in that situation.
Nah, not at all.
But you found the one.
What do you mean?
You found the one, and she's a virgin.
Okay, then you have to go through with it. But
okay.
Yeah. And well, if she's the one, it doesn't matter, because you know she's the one. You're going to be with her. So
but
I guess...
The ultimate question that I'm trying to ask, in terms of the one, do you not think that sex is a crucial part of the package of number one? Do you not think that sex should be on the top of your list as one of the things that you want, the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, to have...
I personally don't think it should be on the top of the list, but it's definitely in the list.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't think it should be on the top of the
list. Okay, so it's not a deal breaker for you?
No.
It's not a deal breaker. And you, Susie, deal breaker, no deal breaker?
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Virginity.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Would you break a girl's virginity? And if so, why?
Yo, the way you said it there for a second, would you break?
That's so violent, Mark.
Would you slightly...
While the sun rises over you.
I don't see why not, bro.
Why not?
I don't see why not.
Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. Saying somebody has to. Yeah. You know, it's maybe not gonna be you, but somebody has to. And if it's not you, then, you know, you've lost essentially.
And also, after that first encounter, we know how bad they become after. So you don't want to miss out on that.
Yo, wait, but on that note, see, and I'm going to quote one of my boys, Kopano Ramele.
What up, Kops?
He said something so real to me that opened my eyes. He's like, yeah, listen, in terms of you breaking your girl's virginity, he's like, dude, you're going to be her first, but you won't be her last. And that's when I was like, yo! Yeah.
That's a straight gutter nigga.
I don't even know if there are any females out there that have been with one guy only. But they're like a handful. And you can
in
still
your world,
change.
Bro.
Yeah,
in your world.
Yeah.
What are you trying? Nah. No.
Hey, 50 Shades, don't pretend that you don't know who you are, Mr. 50 Shades himself. This guy out here frightened on the streets. No, but on a serious note, like, it's not a thing of how many virgins there are there. I think definitely sex is less taboo than it used to be, which is cool, and I'm not promoting promiscuity, but I'm saying surely, because of the nature of sex now, it's not entirely attached to a family and relationships. We have contraceptives that kind of stop that. We can separate the love from the the actual physical act itself. So now, in doing that, we've come to a whole different place, a whole different place where we have sex with chicks outside of the club. We have, I mean, not outside of the club. Well, some people do that, but I mean,
you're trying to cover your tracks now.
That's a story for another day. That's a story for another day.
Yeah, take you out now. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy the Bum. Billy the Buns.
I don't fear. Take it out.
Oh man. We have your file case locked, boy.
Dog, you've exposed it now. People want to know. Say, what's the story?
No, you tell it best since you know how to tell it.
Okay, I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to tell the story. These guys are pressuring me, but it was I think it was a fun time. Okay, Billy the Bums.
Wait, do you even remember her name?
Moneta.
My boy, right there.
And this is the exact thing that we're talking about. Like,
yeah, it happens. It happens. Okay, let me just. I've committed. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell you the story. Okay, Billy the Bums. It was my friend's birthday, Louis. So actually, we went out, had a good time, jamming.
Don't forget Louis' role in the story as well.
Louis' role.
Yeah.
Okay, he'll chip in there. What's your role?
I don't have a role. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, he handed me the condom. Thanks, my boy. You're a champion. He handed me the condom. He's a great guy, guys. Louis
condomized people. Yeah. Condomized.
He's a good friend to have. Anyway, yeah, so it's his birthday. We're partying at Billy's, having a good time. And you know that's where the cougars are at, you know, the most. My favorite type of woman. And then, yeah, jumped over the fence. There's a girl there. We have a good conversation. It's vibey. You know, we click instantaneously. We start hooking up. Then we hook up. We go to... all around Billy's and he goes to the bathroom.
Are we gonna gloss over the fact that you jumped over the fence?
No, I jumped over because I was underage, so I had to make a plan. And now the bouncer there hates me as well, which is a bit problematic. And anyway, yeah, jumped over, ended up hooking up, and she wanted to say, she's like, "Hey, let's go to the bathroom." I was like, "Okay, cool, let's go to the bathroom." We check the men's bathroom, it's full. Go to the women's bathroom, it's empty. And we go in. It's getting a little bit heated, and then eventually there's a knock on the door. Clack, clack, clack. And it's like, there's no reason anybody would be knocking on the door with the strength of a King Kong ape. So anyway, he opens the door, and out comes the lady. Boom. Then he sees me, and he proceeds to slap me furiously.
Did you not deserve it?
Dog, I was just trying to get a nut, bruh. What's this guy's problem? He should have respected my hustle at least, dog.
He was playing hating, dog. He was throwing salt on you, dog. Yo.
Yeah, so anyways, end of the story, she's outside. And when I get kicked out, eventually she's there waiting for me. I win. We have sex, like, on some roof of Zang. And it was a dope-ass time, man.
So, ladies, Mark is basically saying, you ain't worthy of a bed.
No, I'm saying I'm worthy of a spontaneous adventure. I had a condom, thanks to my boy, Loy. So it's all good, baby.
It all came together.
If you want to go somewhere, I'll take you there, baby. Ain't no shame in that.
All right. Raining.
We've got a response from our boy, Kodua. He says the sex was free. Okay, cool. The sex was free. She wanted compassion from me because strippers need compassion, I guess. Because most clients just want to fucks and are less compassionate. So, it was a trade. Okay.
But that's their job.
Wait.
Yeah.
I feel like this homie said something about clients.
Yeah.
The strippers' clients.
Oh. I thought he was a client. I was like, well...
Yeah, he is, though. That's why it's not making a lot of sense. Okay, but at least the sex was free. Okay.
So why are you putting her on blast, dog?
Well, at least he didn't mention a name.
Maybe it was just like a casual encounter where he met her at like a U-Save or a boxer.
Yeah. Oh.
Fish and chips.
Yeah. So we were talking about promiscuity before you guys exposed me, and we're talking about promiscuity. What do you think about, you know, the way hookups happen today? You know, generally speaking, you know, get a chick, you out, you're in the club, you know, you guys are chilling, drinking, having fun, go home, fornicate, maybe never see you again. Is that an ideal situation as a guy?
It depends what you're looking for. At that moment, you know, yeah. I mean, if you're a student, I'm pretty sure that's probably going to be ideal for you.
That's true. The students are dirty.
Yeah, well, I mean, even the situation that you brought it up around, I mean, nobody goes to the club searching for love. If you do, that's very, very that's not the best place to go.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
And
so, Madla,
can I ask a question?
Yes.
When couples go to clubs, what's going on?
They're going out.
They're going out to have a good time.
Okay. Say that. What you just said now again? Say it again.
They are. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Going. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Out.
No. The first shit you didn't say.
Anyway, carry on.
They go out to have a good time, I presume. Well, what else? What else could they do? I mean, should they not go out? Should they go
out
one at a time?
Sharp. You at the club? We all know the club is a vulgar environment, man. It's dirty in the club. Why are you mad when something happens? You can't be mad then when something happens.
You talk about other guys coming up to your girl. I see where your vision is. Because for the most part, guys don't give a shit whether she's got a boyfriend or not.
We don't give a fuck.
And that's also quite problematic. I mean, you know, if you're in a relationship, you'll know there's a whole line of niggas waiting for you to fuck up.
And every girl has like a runner-up nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just better make sure you're in the list to just qualify.
That's so true. There's a list, boy. And guys don't give a shit, which is fine. Like, you have to have your game on lock, obviously. That's just the ultimate
thing. It was in the way.
Yeah. So, promiscuity, Rhea. I've struggled to get through to you on this. What do you think about the whole idea of casual sex? And, what are your casual sex?
I think it's great for the short term goal, but in terms of the long term goal, you know, I don't think you're gonna get pretty far with that.
Yeah. But as young men, none of us are in our 30s, or I don't know of any. Well, I'm not thinking about marriage anytime soon. Are any of you guys?
Not yet.
I'm not thinking about marriage anytime soon. So,
Lord, you're the only one who hasn't said no.
Yeah, you think is there someone special we don't know about? Yeah.
No. Well. Look, I think when you reach a certain age...
We're the same age.
Well,
we're talking about now. Are you thinking about it?
No, I'm not thinking about getting married.
Can you just say yes or no?
Yeah.
But if I do... Yeah, no, I'm not thinking about
it. All right. Okay, cool. What do you say about that? Casual sex. What are you rating? Because we're not that old.
Yeah.
So, essentially, for the next... 5 years, we're gonna be sluts. Like, if we think about it in that, because
not necessarily.
You think you might find the one in this time.
That's what I was trying to say. It's not that you want to get married now, but it's at the same time I don't want to be a slut. Like what you're saying.
I
hope that my next relationship leads to marriage. But it's not to say no. I want to get married now. You know what I mean?
I just
don't want to be a slut.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to go into a relationship without foreseeing, you know, potential for the future, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to date
you. So you wouldn't have sex with anyone that you don't see a potential future with?
No, wait, dude. I'm just saying, in terms of a relationship, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to date you if I don't see a future with us together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm talking about
casual encounters.
Yeah,
I just... Yeah,
it's nice. Don't just say
it's nice, but at the same time, you don't want to have too much mileage, you know.
By the time you get to the one. Yeah, and to be honest, I don't. Because
there's always that awkward question that she asks you: how many women have you slept with? And you're like, sheesh, divide by five.
Yeah. To be honest with you, the place that I am at in my life right now. Yeah, of course not you, 50 Shades.
Disclaimer.
The place I'm in my life right now is that I don't want to engage with a woman who I don't see a potential future with. So
exactly.
I'm talking not even on a casual sex level. If I'm out and we chatting and you're hot and it's vibey but you're dumb. Like
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, no, look, yeah.
Hey, look. If we can stand up for fat chicks, we can stand up for dumb hot chicks too.
I'll never stand up for stupidity in my life.
It's not stupidity. It's whether you're intellectual or not. There really is a difference.
Maybe you just didn't get through to her.
Oh, so it's my fault.
Okay, I don't know about matric. Okay, look, she doesn't have matric. Like, dumb and uneducated.
It's intellectual because people think at different, you know, levels.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. That's so, what I'm saying. If she's not on that level, I'm out. Regardless of how beautiful she is. Like, we have to have that.
That's a lie.
Okay.
I feel like 100%. next week Thursday, yeah. I'ma ask you this when you drunk, when you turned. I'ma ask you this. I'ma look you dead in the eye.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna ask you.
Doug, it's been that way though. I couldn't agree more.
I mean,
I have one home.
No, I understand, but.
I mean, like, if she throws it at me, if I'm naked in my room and she's like, hey, Mark, would you like me to, you know, suck your dick? I'll be like, hey, go out. I mean, it's there and it's probably up, so you might as well, you know. But I'm not saying anything about, I'm not trying to get involved with any honeys that I don't see. Let me say, I won't make the first move. There we go. In that situation,
yeah.
I won't make the first move. But eventually, if she's like, hey, I got a crib upstairs, I'm like, cool. Ria, what do you have to say about that?
No. On this whole casual encounters vibe, my issue with it as well is like, hey, these days the youth, we're not scared of STDs and all of this jazz, right?
Some people aren't scared of STDs,
you know, because people become doctors overnight. In that situation, you catch yourself in a situation where you're just about to do the penetration, and then she'll ask you, do you have a condom? And then as a guy, well, most times you get asked that question, and then you know, I'd like to condomize myself. But then in some situations, then it's like, hey, you clean? Yeah. You clean? Yeah. All right.
Okay, let's like, how about do you it. Just let's tell the truth. Let's tell the truth about it. Because for the most part, when you get to that place, that intimate situation, for the most part, it's usually the woman who tells you to put the condom on. Or am I wrong about this?
You're right 90% of the time.
90% of the time,
yeah.
It's the
yeah,
woman.
But it's and both of your responsibility.
I completely agree with you. But when it comes to the heat of that moment, and you guys both know the difference between sex with a condom and sex without one, it tends to happen. And we mustn't lie. Obviously, I'm not advocating unprotected sex, but we mustn't lie to ourselves that it doesn't happen. In fact, I'd say for the most part, it happens like that more than with
50, yeah, more than 50%
more than
50%
of the time.
I'm sure the sales in condoms have decreased.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is she better be worth it. That's why she better be hard, dog.
Don't get it twisted. She'll never be worth
over
no,
either.
No woman is worth AIDS or an STD.
Yeah, I was just
no
about to say.
It's stupid. I know it's stupid. I'm saying it happens. Now, how do we overcome that? How do we overcome that urge when you're right there? I'm somewhere right there. There's Frank Ocean playing in the background. The lights are dimmed.
Preparation. You knew you were going to be in that situation.
There's no way to overcome it except pulling out when it's time.
No, see,
it's literally the only.
Insanely difficult to do though, as well.
Yeah,
no,
but
you need to trust yourself. No, but Louis, on that note, every guy says that.
Yeah, pull that's out. True.
Go ask all of the Saints boys who have kids right now. Go ask all of those guys. Yo, my pull-out game is on fleek.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's like we need to find a way to, you know, because obviously nobody wants to be having sex with people with STDs, but we have to.
Yeah, but that thing is not visible from the outside, so you never know.
That's why there's these doctors saying they're clean and they don't even know. They might have chlamydia, which doesn't show any signs.
Can we address a serious, serious issue?
Yeah, go for it. That's what we're doing.
Why is there this, like, this idea, like, we all have it, don't even lie. We all think that white chicks don't have AIDS, dog.
I don't
know. What are you saying? Yeah. So.
I don't know.
I
don't think anyone thinks that in the 21st century.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe
you,
at the
you,
dawn.
You might not think about it, but especially you niggas. I don't see you. I know you.
What?
No, hey, look.
So what do you want to say? I feel like after that there's a comma. There's a comma. What comes after the comma, after... White chicks don't have AIDS. So, do you want to say something?
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Nah.
Because even
the
most...
You know, when it comes to white chicks, niggas just like... What? Huh? Okay, cool. Damn, I'm down. I'm down. Like,
are you telling me you only fuck white chicks without condoms and black chicks
with condoms?
No.
What are you saying?
So then what are you saying?
I'm saying that is a thought.
Hey, you put right, it out.
That's Susie for y'all. If you want to hear more from some mother. Nah, I don't think that. I know there's white women out there with AIDS. There's white prostitutes.
I mean, it's scientific. It's not even about...
Yeah, like...
Okay, Mark, serious
that.
Question.
No, we over that.
When
we
you
over
were
that.
At Billy's...
We over that.
Was that on your mind?
Kodua says to us, he's like, so you guys are saying you would turn AIDS away if it was coming from Rihanna? Yes. Yes, so you're a champion for commenting, for joining us on this conversation. But, dog, I think you need to reevaluate your life a little bit, dog. Of course, I'll turn it away. It's AIDS, dog. I don't have that Charlie Sheen money to cover it up, right? If I get AIDS, I'm dying tomorrow. Like, I can barely afford bread as it is now. I must go fucking
ARVs.
ARVs and shit. Okay, they are free. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying. I don't have the money for AIDS right now.
I'm not going to lie to Rihanna, though.
Okay, well, no, it doesn't matter who it is to me.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Okay, but we are about to wrap up. It's been such a great time chatting. Kodua, thanks for hollering at us, although I don't know what's going on in your life, but I think
you're a champion.
You're a champion. Keep doing what you're doing, homie. Yeah, the worst guys, you want to stay out? It's been dope hanging with you, chilling with you. Thanks, guys. Tune in next time. Oh, and don't miss our show at Giles Restaurant
next week, Thursday,
the 24th of March. We have a whole lineup of comedians coming up for you. So don't forget, Giles Restaurant is in Craig Hall Park. Follow us on The Worst Guys if you want to know more about it. We always hot, we always lit. Thank you so much for listening. We out.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.